Okay, so the question I have is what to do in that in-between space of the money actually showing up in the bank account.
So
like what, so sitting in that knowingness, so, yeah.
So you've got, you said in-between space. You said you're talking about the end place, but what is the beginning place? If there's an in-between, that means there's a beginning and an end. So what's the beginning place?
The beginning place is the knowing.
All right. That is not a beginning place. That is
okay.
Like, you know, there's more oxygen and you take a deep breath. You know, there's more running water. So you, as it is your desire, you go to the spigot and turn it on. You know, there's plenty of electricity. You're using that all the time. You know that computers are real. That's how this conversation is happening. So the knowingness is not a beginning place. It's actually where you live. And it's where you live all of the time. Trying to manage the in-between place is giving time a seat at the table when time doesn't have a body in which to sit. Time doesn't exist. Time is something you're using to organize your thoughts. So there is no in-between place. The knowingness is the havingness. They're the same thing. Now, you could say, okay, well, I'm going to take that stupid ghost, and I'm going to say, I know I have lots of cash, but I don't have it in my hot little hand. How do I get from knowing it to having it? And we say, if you're asking the question, then you're missing the point. But we do understand why you're asking the question, and the contrast is good because it brings you back home to the truth of what's going on, that knowingness and havingness are the same thing. When you know you have it, you have it. And when you have it, you know it, you have it. You know that you have it. Now, one, if you, because what you're really asking us is, how can I pass time? Which is a terrible question. It's not a terrible question, as in, it's just, you're not going to like the answer. So we're not going to answer it, because there is no, you're not passing time. And we politely reject the premise. There's no time for you to pass. You sit in a world of wonder, delight, and magic. When you're asking the question, what you're saying is, the only thing that is important is that I get more money, which puts you back in the place you don't want to be. And we're going to, you didn't use this word, but since we just used this word in the conversation, we're going to use this word as sort of a bellwether. It puts you back in the place of deprivation. And in fact, we'll go even a step further and say, by looking for a time passing element, you're firmly declaring deprivation is real. It's real. And until I get proof that I got cash in my hands, I'm still going to believe it. Do you understand what we're saying when we say that?
Yes, very much.
Okay, so you can practice deprivation. And here's the really fun thing, is that you'll notice that, and again, you haven't said any of these things, and we're taking a little bit of a leap, and we're putting words in your mouth. But you practice deprivation, let's say, most of your adult life. Yet you still have plenty of cash. So it doesn't really actually work. Deprivation is not a good tool. It's not useful. It's not powerful. It's harassing is mostly what it is. And so then we'll go back to your question. What do I do in the meantime between the beginning and the ending? And we say, well, there's no beginning. There's no ending. The thing you're calling the beginning is the everything, which is, I have it. It's done. I know it. But harassing yourself, and this may sound ridiculous, it's a way you pass time.
Yeah.
Because, and you're not alone in this, you were taught, and you taught yourself, that if you're not busy doing this, you need to be busy doing that. Kind of tapping into idle hands of the devil's workshop. And that's not true. There's no devil. And if there was, he certainly wouldn't have a workshop. The bottom line is that you are in the right place at the right time in the right way. That's always true. And your eyes are actually telling you that all the time. It's in your imagination that all of this is going on. And by that, we mean it's in an abstract place, because of course time is real. So time is an abstract concept. You say, well, I've got a clock. Yeah, but a clock is a manifesting idea that is your manifesting idea that is there to prove to you that you've got time. But that's no proof. Physical things are no proof of anything other than the magnificence of your manifesting capacity, which is really, truly astounding and off the charts. Again, there are no novices here, only masters. So we would recommend that you recognize that you've got a good question, and that the next time the question comes up, recognize that it's there to actually help you. And this is what all questions like this are for. This is what they're actually doing, because everything is helping, everything, including the idea of deprivation. Because the idea of deprivation wants to evolve. And again, we're generalizing some very specific things that you're doing here, and we're putting words in your mouth that we know you didn't say, but we think it does get to the point. Deprivation as an idea wants to evolve away from you because it doesn't like you any more than you like it. And we don't mean that it's personally disliking of you. We mean that by you putting resistance on it, you're holding it in place and it can't evolve. What it evolves to, we don't know. Whether it evolves away from you, we have no idea. But you could sit and feel the deprivation and find out, and you'll feel it move, just as we suggested in the conversation. So this doesn't answer your question, but do you notice that there's a shift in your awareness?
Oh, yes, very much, yes.
All right, and we want to say one thing very clearly. We may have facilitated the shift, but we did not cause the shift. You, by asking the question, and a couple of things we won't necessarily mention, but that you're quite aware of, you did several things in this call today. You got a lot out of this time that you spent here with us. Have you not?
Oh, yes.
Right. So just as we said in the conversation, it might be a good idea to take ownership of deprivation, that you've been using deprivation as a tool that you believed was necessary. So too, would we say that all of the deliciously interesting contrasts that we're not going to mention by name that has happened in this conversation, it was all you. It has nothing to do with us. So look at how good you are at manifesting. Now, the thing is that's because there's this and notice how everything shifted to deprivation, right? That wasn't on the table. Then it became on the table because that was the next logical thing. Well, logical is not the right word, but the logic of metaphysics. That was the next obvious thing rising up within you. And so no one's going to know what we're talking about, but we want to be very clear. This is the power of contrast. Contrast helps you. You got a very powerful evidence of it here. And deprivation wants to help you. It wants to evolve through you off to wherever it's going, whether it's to sit right next to you and like file its nails and just look pretty, or whether it's going somewhere else. We don't know, but it will feel different and it won't be called deprivation. It will be called something else if it has a name. So do you follow what we're saying here?
I do follow, yes.
Very good. So shall we leave you with this?
Yes, thank you so much.
And we thank you. Very powerful, very delicious, and very delightful indeed.